The invasive species can have dramatic effects on our ecosystem, as Arizona's high country was hit in the past by bark beetles, and those creatures increase the risk of wildfires. Now, a different kind of beetle is causing other worries in our state. It is the tamarisk leaf beetle, introduced to some of our southwestern neighbors in 2001, before eventually making its way to Arizona. Noah Austin wrote about the tamarisk leaf beetle in the October issue of Arizona Highways Magazine, and is with me to talk about its impact. Noah, these beetles were released in the Southwest because the tamarisk shrub was so hard to control. Was there any worry that the beetles themselves would cause problems?
They did extensive testing ahead of time. They insisted that the beetles would only spread a few miles a year, so it wasn't going to be that big a deal in terms of the sort of impact that it could have. And one of those impacts is that native birds, particularly southwestern willow flycatcher, which is an endangered species, had started using tamarisks as nesting habitat when native trees were not available. So, you know, those environmentalists and people who protect those birds were told, you know, this isn't going to be a big deal because the beetles don't spread that quickly. It turns out that, you know, the testing, I guess, was faulty, and they did not realize that the beetles would spread, in some cases, 30 or 40 miles per year. Meaning that at this point they're spreading rapidly through the Southwest, and within the next few years they're going to be everywhere in the Southwest where tamarisk is established. So it's one of those things where not all the factors were properly considered, and you know, when you're moving species from one continent to another, you just never really know how that's going to go. So and now we're sort of dealing with the ramifications of that.
Well, I think back to the impact the bark beetles had and the exacerbation of wildfires and whatnot. Is this something that, with the tamarisks being attacked by these tamarisk leaf beetles, is wildfire risk increased by that?
In the short term, potentially yes, because you know, if you have a tamarisk, so what the beetles do is they extract the nutrients from the leaves, which renders the leaves dry and brown. And eventually they grow back, but if this happens often enough and over a period of months or years, it weakens the plant and in some cases will kill it. Now dead leafless tamarisk plants are not that flammable, but in the short term, if they've got these, you know, dry leaves on them, that can increase wildfire risk. Long-term, scientists believe that the beetles will actually be a benefit when it comes to wildfires. Tamarisks, when they're alive, burn very hot and very fast, which can increase wildfire severity if fires happen along these waterways where tamarisks live. That's one reason to not have as many tamarisks in our ecosystem as we do. There's sort of been this very negative stereotype of tamarisks over the years that has persisted even today. Now we understand that one of the reasons these plants have proliferated like they have is because we've changed our ecosystem, right? We have dammed these rivers. We have diverted water away from them for irrigation and for development, things like that. So there's not enough water anymore for native plants like cottonwoods and willows to thrive along, for example, the Colorado River or the Gila River. So tamarisks moved in to take over these areas, but it wasn't like they were pushing the native plants out. It was just nothing else would grow there. So now, and tamarisks have very deep roots, so they're able to grow in places where these native plants cannot.
When we think about water that's needed for all of these areas, and of course we're all concerned about, in the big picture, we all hear about the Colorado River, but we're also concerned about just there being enough water for restorative purposes when it comes to this. How does all of that play into the risk that the beetles are bringing and the tamarisks themselves?
Right. And that's what's really interesting, because the effect of the beetles is not going to be the same everywhere, right? If you think of places like the Verde River, places where the waterway is not as regulated as it is in other places. In those places, the cottonwoods and willows are going to be able to come in and replace these tamarisks. In places like, as I mentioned, the Colorado River, which is heavily regulated, you know, there's no flooding there. Gila River, same thing. All of that water pretty much is diverted for irrigation. The only thing growing there right now is tamarisk. And if the tamarisk is removed by the beetles, it's just going to be a desert. And then you have to worry about other invasive species, because there are native or there are non-native weed species that can come in and take over that area, which is not desirable either for a number of reasons. So it just depends on how much water is available in these areas. And it's, you know, that varies from river to river, but obviously in the Southwest, most of our rivers and waterways are heavily regulated, and water is our most precious resource in this part of the country. So finding more water to try to restore these areas is going to be a big challenge.
Well, Noah, let me finish with how you finish the piece. The phrasing is great here, because the tamarisk leaf beetle, and the southwestern flycatcher are supporting characters in this story, which really is about Earth's most ambitious species and the effects of the decisions we've made. Why did you want to close it like that? It's a powerful way to close.
Well, you know, I think it's important to recognize that, you know, if human beings, if nothing else, we have a very high opinion of ourselves, right? We're big fans of sort of bending the landscape to do what we want. What we don't always realize is that there are going to be consequences to that. It might be a century and a half later, as in the case of the tamarisk. You know, people brought that over here not realizing it was going to spread and become sort of this ubiquitous plant along Arizona's waterways and waterways in the Southwest in general. They brought the tamarisk leaf beetles over here 20 years ago, not realizing that they would spread out of control, basically. And before long, they would be everywhere. And now we have this problem with, you know, is it going to affect the habitat for those endangered birds and things like that? And so I think it's a cautionary tale. You know, it reminds us that we don't have all the answers, that nature is a complicated thing, and we are, you know, we're learning as we go, and we have to be cautious if we're gonna undertake these kind of things.
That is Noah Austin, managing editor of Arizona Highways Magazine. We've been talking about his piece in the October issue, Introducing the Beetles. Noah, thanks. Good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.